Hafid lingered before the bronze mirror and studied his reflected image in the polished metal. "Only the eyes have retained their youth," he murmured as he turned away and moved slowly across the spacious marble floor. He passed between black onyx columns, rising to support ceilings burnished with silver and gold, and his aging legs carried him past tables carved from cypress and ivory. Tortoise shell gleamed from couches and divans, and the walls inlaid with gems shimmered with brocades of the most painstaking design. Huge palms grew placidly in bronze vessels, framing a fountain of alabaster nymphs, while flower boxes encrusted with gems competed with their contents for attention. No visitor to Hafid's palace could doubt that he was indeed a person of great wealth. The old man passed through an enclosed garden and entered his warehouse, which extended beyond the mansion for 500 paces. Erasmus, his chief bookkeeper, waited uncertainly just beyond the entryway. "Greetings, sire." Hafid nodded and continued on in silence. Erasmus followed, his face unable to disguise concern at the master's unusual request for a meeting in this place. Near the loading platforms, Hafid paused to watch goods being removed from baggage wagons and counted into separate stalls. There were wools, fine linens, parchment, honey, carpets, and oil from Asia Minor, glass, figs, nuts, and balsam from his own country, textiles and drugs from Palmyra, ginger, cinnamon, and precious stones from Arabia, corn, paper, granite, alabaster, and basalt from Egypt, tapestries from Babylon, paintings from Rome, and statues from Greece.